Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
You're watching Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson. Thank you for joining us. In this session, we want to talk about how to write your sermon. And I am presupposing that you have already written out a rough draft, that you've already studied your passage, that you have already made your observations, you've already begun to put onto paper or onto your screen your initial findings, that you've given thought to an outline, that you've given some thought to application, and now you're transitioning to writing the actual sermon itself. It may be a manuscript with full sentences, or it may be simply some sermon notes that you would take into the pulpit, or something in between. Whatever that is that you would take into the pulpit, I want to give you some things to think about as to this final form of your notes or of a manuscript as you are writing your sermon. And the first thing that I would say, the form into which you need to put it, it needs to be a concentrated form. And by that, I mean that it needs to be compressed. All of your findings need to be now brought into this one document. And as you do so, you cannot say everything that you have discovered in your study. Some expositors I've heard say they only include 20 or 30% of their study into their sermon notes. You don't want your sermon or your manuscript to be dense, to be so full of just data and information that it sounds like an encyclopedic lecture. And so if I was to guess, I would say probably 70% of what I would say in a sermon will be in a sermon manuscript. And as a general rule, you should preach with as few notes as possible. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have any notes. And some will require more notes than others, other preachers. But whatever you feel is the minimal amount of notes that from which you can preach, that should be, I think, your goal. Because the fewer the notes, you will be more extemporaneous in your word choice. You will have much better eye contact with people. Your gestures will be more natural. I think even your voice inflection will be more natural. So the fewer the notes, the best. So that's why I'm using the word concentrated into a concentrated form. And I would highly discourage you from walking into the pulpit with a full manuscript where literally verbatim everything that you say is already pre-scripted. The second thing that I would say as you write your sermon is it should be in a conversational form. And by that, I mean you should be able to hear yourself say what has been put into these notes. It needs to be in a verbal form where there's energy, where you are engaging in the way that you speak to your listeners, and your notes are already set up that way in somewhat of what I would call a conversational tone. The third thing is, as you write this, it should be structured. There should be clear and obvious divisions of thought. I like to state the outline. And I think my listeners like having these headings, but you don't have to use headings, but it needs to be structured in your mind, clearly structured in your mind. But as you put this into final form, I would encourage you to have an outline, and I would encourage you to be modifying and tweaking that outline such that it would be written in as few words as possible. The next thing concerning the form is it must be clear. It must be clear to you as you stand in the pulpit to preach, clear visually that you can even read this and access this information easily. But it also needs to be clear to your listeners as you speak. So therefore, the vocabulary that you use and the manners of expression that you use, you do not want to sound like a technical commentary or a highly academic term paper. You want to sound like a sermon. And so you want to be very clear, and you can use colloquial expressions. Just remember, you're not preaching to seminary professors. You're preaching to regular people from everyday life, and you want to say what you're saying in a way that is easy for them to understand. The next thing I would say is to have a comprehensive form. By that, I mean that everything that you would have to say, each part is included in your manuscript. For me, I actually even write out my illustrations. I write out my application. I write out my introduction. I write out my conclusion. I write out my cross-references, not just the passage, the chapter and verse, but the whole verse itself. I want it all spelled out for me. And as there are illustrations, it'll be in a very condensed form. And application can also be somewhat condensed. But I may not be looking at that particular part of my manuscript as I'm standing in the pulpit, but I've already given previous thought such that no aspect of this sermon has been unaddressed by me. If there's one part of the sermon that I give more attention to, it's actually the introduction, because I want to start well, and I have a sense that when I start well, I tend to preach well, and when I stumble coming out of the gates, I have a tendency to not preach as well. It takes me a while to get back into the flow and the rhythm of speaking. So those are some things that hopefully will be helpful to you, and I trust that God will guide your efforts to record this final form of what it is you will have to say. Well, God bless you. May these thoughts be helpful to you as you give thought to your sermon manuscript or your sermon notes. God bless you.